And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're over at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach celebrating a great 4th of July today with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. We have a great event going on here at Mossy Ford. Come on down and join us. Oh, we're giving away some great prizes, and we have the Shimano Casting Contest and a whole lot more. Easy to find just off I-5 Mission Bay Drive. Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach is the place to be today, and you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, live broadcast here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. What a perfect time to come down and enjoy a Ford dealership. It's the Cellophane Day. It's 4th of July. Yeah. It's summertime. The fish are biting. Today is a good day, man.
Got it all going. Cliff from Lakewood is here, all the way from Lakewood.
What's up, Cliff?
We have some travel. We have some great group of people here already assembled. Still time to come on down to Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. They have, like Ricky said, that massive 4th of July Cellophane going on with, like, they've practically given away Ford cars and trucks. I mean, it's that good. So it's a great, it's absolutely the best time to buy a Ford car or truck.
Maybe you can get them to throw one in the raffle.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll see. Possible.
We'll see.
Yeah, that might go over well. Yeah. We do have water and soda, so
yeah,
come on
like
down.
The next best thing.
But, boy, what an array of great giveaways we have. And we'll talk about that in just a second here. Just for showing up, we're going to give you stuff. You have to get a chance. When you get here, just so we go know the rules, when you get here, sign up for the casting contest. Arnie's over there ready to go with the clipboard, casting contest. Everything's free. We have donuts and cookies, courtesy of the Cowboy. Unfortunately, Cowboy was a little under the weather today, so he wasn't able to make it. But he did send his donuts and cookies. Thanks very much,
nice.
Cowboy. We're missing you for sure. We have Adam and Tommy P. and the one and only Wayne from CCA helping out over there on the prize deal. We have Dave and Arnie on the casting contest today, and a lot great group of people. But come on down.
fill out an entry blank that gets you into the raffle to not only have a chance to win that eight-day trip on the searcher and all the trip on the Blackjack, Afghan hydro skier and all that stuff, but also get a ticket for the day, the raffle, which will happen during the breaks here, where you're going to have a chance to win a lot of stuff that I'll talk about in just a second. But Ron Lane from Fast Lane has also brought down one heck of a kayak here. Good morning, Ron.
Hey,
Ron.
It's the latest, greatest. Yeah, the Pro Angler 12 with the 360 in it.
So tell us about that kayak. That is like the ultimate fishing kayak.
It is. It really is. And, and I mean, I just had a gentleman this week trade in a really mint condition, you know, Pro Angler.
Yeah.
Just to go up to the 360.
Yeah. So what is the 360?
Well, that Mirage Drive underneath can turn any direction. So your left hand can just literally articulate the Mirage Drive. So you can pedal sideways, you can go backwards,
so cool.
You can go in circles. I mean, it looks almost like a, you know, you can swivel, be going straight and swivel, articulate straight backwards and cover your tracks.
I've done it before. It's amazing. It really goes sideways.
And so guys that are fishing structure or fishing in tight areas or just wanting to have some fun, you know, by outperforming all their buddies around in other kayaks. Show-offs love them.
Yeah.
I remember the first time seeing Ron play with the 360. We were in there with the boat, and I watched him drive the kayak in a backwards diagonal to the dock. You know, like he was out sideways, flipped the 360 drive with his left hand, and just kicked his feet, and it went in a backwards diagonal in a perfect parallel parking job of the dock. That was
impressive. That particular day, we were learning the boat because they brought down some prototypes, and as we were actually using the boat, we kept learning more and more, and as the day went on, we got better and better. And so after about a week of that, we thought we were pretty good at making it perform. Well, Phil, the guy who designed that 360, who worked on it for 7 years,
wow,
he came down, he made us look like, you know, the difference between the pros and the high school football team. You know, it was just
That's really cool.
Your learning curve on it continues to get better.
Yeah.
Awesome. I've got a poster up there of Derwin Chang, one of my team guys. He fishes all the lakes. He says he absolutely loves that thing.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Gives him the ability to get more cast in.
Get in tight quarters.
And still be able to face that boat where you want to make an accurate cast.
Yeah.
So in tournaments, that's going to be a real plus.
Well, I know I fished the Mirage Drive 180, which basically allows you to go in reverse. And that's a game changer just in itself.
Yeah.
And that is now on the Outbacks and stuff like that, kind of standard equipment, right?
No, it's on all of them.
On all of them now.
Yeah, all of them except for the entry-level boat, which we just got in stock.
Wait a minute. You've been out of stock. Oh, Hobie, build them enough. So you actually have some new stock in?
Yeah, we've been groveling, and we got a lot of boats in. Please, I need boats. It'd be kind of embarrassing to have a kayak store with no kayaks.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we did get a lot of the new Passport in, which is the entry-level boat, and they're just awesome to fish out of.
Nice.
They're a great recreational boat. The only thing they messed up on is they made the seat too comfortable. It's too close to the seat of the compass.
Oh.
So here you've got this inexpensive boat that you can stay in, well, hours in.
Hours.
Yeah. I mean, how about Harry Walker on our mothership trip?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's 80 years old. I was kind of
in the kayak for 14 hours.
I think it was between 13 and 14 hours.
Jeez.
And when I asked him, what the heck are you doing out there, Harry, he goes, well, I still had bait.
Good answer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There he is right there.
Indeed. But, yeah, it's that all the new systems that Hobie have designed, it's like, why would you go anywhere else, right? I mean, their kayaks are just their development, especially for fishermen, have just developed the right stuff.
Well, the guys working there, the engineers, work with the fishing teams. And everybody knows Morgan Prominence and Kevin Nakata from Sea Samurai. Those guys are in the boats all the time working with engineers to make great boats.
I think we just had one of the casters hit the bend, two-pointer.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Shimano casting contest under full swing here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. But you're right down the street here, speaking of Pacific Beach, right? You're on Mission Bay.
Yeah, this is kind of nice.
Yeah, and you're going to be open today if somebody wants to take advantage of those boats you just got in.
We've been having some pretty long days, guys. Boats are flying out the door, and we've got product now. We have some really great specials on pro anglers. We've got a good inventory of passports, finally. And then we've got that one that we sell so many of, the I-11, the inflatable.
Yeah, that's
guys are putting those in their vans, and they're heading towards Mammoth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cool. I mean, those are for a show-up and blow-up product, to have that thing be able to be – I mean, when I parked at Lake Mary with Debbie the first time I went up there to catch trout – I blew up two boats and was on my first trout in 20 minutes from when I parked.
That's wow. So talk about the I-11, which I just love that boat. Because you could throw it on, if you have a boat and you want to go to San Clemente Island or Catalina, you can throw it on there. How big is it and how much does it weigh?
Well, in the bag that they come with, they have wheels and you can roll them right down the dock, throw them on your boat. And
yeah.
I imagine that package is about 3 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah, you know, it's not that big.
It's not. It's big, but, you know, like a large travel bag.
Trunk. Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I fit a lot of them in people's trunks this week. And what the amazing thing is that when people hear about inflatables, they think, oh, boy, I'm going to be 20 minutes pumping this thing up, you know, or where do I get an electric pump or all
sure.
these things. And literally, if you watch, we have a fast forward video of Hayden blowing one up. He completely puts the entire boat together in 4.5 minutes.
Start to finish.
Now that's seat ready to go. Now the amazing thing is he takes it down in 3.5 minutes, but it actually goes back in the bag. How many
really?
Times you bought something, you take it out of the bag, and you never
like
get it back?
Half a day
in.
To get
yeah.
back in the bag. Yeah.
It's like whenever I do a tutorial for somebody and showing them how to do it, I go, and see, it actually goes back in the bag.
It really does. So those are going to be available now.
Yeah, we've got them. We were out for
two now. Weeks. Does that come with the 180?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hobie went across the board with that stuff.
With the 180. Explain the Mirage drive system for those that may not understand that.
Well, when we first started selling them, it was kind of daunting because people are going, "What is that? Why do they go sideways?" And we always used our hands, kind of making these motions like penguin fins, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just an amazing, apparatus that makes you go faster than paddling. Your legs are so much stronger than your arms. This comfortable motion, it just flies. And the crazy thing is when you come into a beach, you just put 1 foot forward, and they ghost right up on the beach. It's not hard.
And the actual pedals down below just get against the hull, so
right.
you don't break them off.
Right, you slide them right up.
Yeah.
And now, Phil, while he was doing the 360, now, this, you know, when they made the 360, that was a game changer because you can go any direction in a kayak. But one of the amazing things Phil did was he figured out how to get this Mirage Drive to kick up.
Wow.
And then as you continue to pedal, it will lock back in. And that's new for 2020.
Nice.
So all the 2020s have kick-up Mirage Drives.
All the 2020s, even the I-11.
The I-11,
yeah,
all of them, across the board.
The Mirage, all Mirage Drive equipped 2020s have the kick-up fins.
And the only one that doesn't is the entry-level boat, the Passport.
Mm-hmm.
And that boat, they did that to keep it as
cost down, keep
yeah.
it easy to buy.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to get a Mirage Drive kayak for $13.99.
Yeah, pretty
sweet.
Impressive.
I mean, you can't buy an old used Outback for that.
Yeah. Well, Fastlane Kayaks, family business. How long have you been around?
40 years this
40
year.
40 years this
year.
We better say happy birthday to your lovely wife, Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, yeah,
happy
Debbie's
birthday, Debbie.
Debbie's birthday. And she always says, how come when people say they're going to sing me happy birthday, don't finish the whole song? Because we're embarrassed how we sing, honey.
That's right. Yeah, we're not professional singers. But anyway, family-operated business. Your sons are involved, your wife, your daughter, everybody's. And it's a real family-oriented deal.
Well, and their friends work at the shop. And
yeah,
so it's
cool.
It's just been like, you know, the clubhouse for
yeah.
years. It makes
yeah.
it really fun. And I hope that translates to the customers that we use the boats, we care about them. And I got to tell you, when people come in to buy kayaks, it's like it feels like they're buddies already.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know, we all think the same way. Hey, let's go fishing. Where'd you go last week? Or, you know, that kind of talk.
Yeah.
I love
and,
that.
And you also sell stand-up paddle boards, too. So basically, you sell fun.
The fountain of youth.
Yeah, the fountain of youth.
Hey, well, one of the keys is, and just look at Harry Walker over there. You keep moving, you stay healthy.
That's right.
He's my hero.
Yeah.
He was the first one in, and I think he was like the second one out.
Yeah, that's it.
The second from last to getting out. I mean, it's
on that Islander kayak trip, which, you know, last week we didn't talk about that Islander kayak trip. We had such
a great time.
It was so much fun. And fishing, there was so much yellowtail there. I mean, it was everywhere, right, Ron?
It was everywhere.
Yeah. And it just didn't want to bite.
Right.
But Ron got one.
So it was on like real little micro,
yeah,
micro
little
bait.
tiny bait. Yeah.
Well, when they flayed them up, they were it was teeny little baits. And you know, it's funny too. You get in these foamers, and you start to act like the foamer.
Yeah.
I gotta throw everything at it.
Sounds like bluefin.
I was throwing. Yeah, exactly. I was throwing my SP minnow at it, and then I stopped, and threw a bait on it, and all of a sudden I'm going sideways. I'm going, what the heck? I guess a yellowtail came up to my lure, turned, and snagged himself.
Perfect.
So I didn't even get a biter. I got a bumper.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's all right. But calico bass fishing was outstanding. A lot of barracuda. A lot of action. And the island and the weather was epic.
That's such a cool
place.
Oh, my gosh.
Flat, calm, beautiful weather at San Clemente. The Islander crew, Peter, who was Captain Peter, who was running the boat, John was off. Those guys work so hard, and they do such. They
oh,
have
they
that,
do a really
that
good
program
job.
Dialed in.
It always blows me away how quickly they can. You can go from having a boat full of you know kayaks to empty. I mean, those guys just get everything loaded and everybody in the water and off fishing so fast.
Yeah.
And then they're tending to you all day long. If you need something, you know they're just ready to go. It's just it's a really cool operation.
Hey, speaking of that, Ricky, with Hayden and I. You know, they call the lunch thing, you know, where you go back and you get off your boat, you go in. Well, we've never wanted to get off our boats because, you know, we want to try to get a string like Harry has,
sure.
You know, straight hours in a kayak. And Hayden and I paddle back to the boat, and they hand us down three beautiful chicken tacos.
Oh, man.
And so I go, Hayden, hold that up. And I took a picture of him, you know, on a sunny day eating beautiful San Clemente Island in a kayak with the Islander in the background.
How cool.
It's the coolest picture.
Yeah. And I got off the boat. I had lunch on the boat.
Yeah,
took a little siesta,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
These guys didn't get off the water, right?
Well,
they didn't stop.
It's
like,
a thing, isn't it?
I was like, yeah.
That's
have
so
lunch
cool.
on the Have lunch on the kayak for sure. Well, hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. Live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Come on down. But look who's ready to talk, right?
Yeah, we've got a great time with lots of great information coming. And we've got the man, Captain Mike Pritchard, is on the line right now, calling us live from the Tribute from the Bluefin Grounds. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
We're good. We just landed our second big bluefin of the morning. We got two fish right around 140 pounds. Definitely a high casualty rate this morning. So far, we're 2 for 7. We just had two more of these big bluefin. Looking at the one gentleman up here on the bow pole, and he's got an old Saber, a 6-0 and 80 pound.
Ooh.
He flashed his boat back 20 years ago, and that was the setup right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And back in the day.
How exciting, though.
How
exciting that at 7 o'clock in the morning there's already a couple of 140 pounders in the hatch and big ones going. Mike, sounds like you guys are off to a great start.
Yeah, now this local fishing, we've been doing 1 day trips. There's been you know, a little ups and downs here. A lot of this big fish around trying to get it to bite. There's one thing, trying to land them is a completely different story. I mean, we've had definite heartbreaks here for the morning, guys, getting bit even on 80 and 100-pound, losing numbers. There's been some fish among the fleet here this morning, caught over 200 pounds. I'm sure everybody knows the Pacifica knocked one out a few days ago. That was 290. I mean, there's some real potential for catching the fish of a lifetime on an overnight trip right now. There's some mixed grade fish. Day before yesterday, we had 17 bluefin and a yellowfin for just an afternoon to go with a couple of handfuls of yellowtail. So definitely some kelp fish around. We're starting to see a little bit of dorado. And then, I mean, what do you say? You got a chance to catch some bluefin up to 300 pounds right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
So what's the hot ticket this morning, Mike? What's going on the Tribute?
You know, so far the Seeker Rig. There was a couple of flatfall bites. I know you guys, and I know Rick's really gone out of his way to fish for these big things lately. Getting bit on the flatfall can be such an interesting story. We had three or four guys right next to each other get bit this morning. Two of them got bit off, you know, guys thinking their jigs out. And it can happen so abruptly. That guy was winding up, and it almost yanked the rod out of his hand. I mean,
That's so cool.
Fishing in the dark like that, you're dropping that thing down, and you got to be ready. Your drag's got to be set. You got to be ready to go from 0 to 100 in a second. I mean, you have to be ready for that bite.
Whoa.
Man, that's incredible,
so
Mike.
So flat falls and sinker rigs with sardine, mackerel, what's best?
The sinker rig and the sardine, I mean, really lately has just been the hot ticket. We've had one of our regulars, Shane Wrightson, that has probably been on the boat more than I have in the last 2 weeks. And that's his go-to. And he's been a hot stick fishing, usually a lighter, depending on the wind, lighter torpedo weight, 4 or 5 ounces on, 60 or 80 pound, 100 pound if you can get bit on it. And, some fluorocarbon and a circle hook, you let that thing out. Most of the fish we've been seeing are down about 180 to 200 feet. So the sinker rig's been hot. Flat falls as well. We have not picked up a kite fish yet this morning, but I know there's been a few kite bites. So that's the gear we want to hook them on, the 200 pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
No
makes,
doubt about it.
Makes life a lot easier on that big gear.
All this on overnight trips. Mike, if somebody wants to come fishing with you on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, how do we do that? What's your schedule?
I let the crew have tonight off, 4th of July festivities. Hope they all show up again tomorrow. we're out tomorrow night on a one-day trip. As far as I know, there's still a handful of spots left. Monday and Tuesday, throughout the week, there's room on, I think, all the trips. We do have some light loads. There will be a couple of days where Captain Buzz Brisenine is going to be running the boat for me.
Sweet,
cool.
A lot of guys really like fishing with a legend there. One-day trips, and there's a couple of day-and-a-half turning, but this is easy one-day range. Get a fish till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, really good chance to come out here on a one-day trip and knock out really a trophy, a fish of a lifetime.
No doubt.
Awesome.
So give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. You can always take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing to see what we've been catching and how we've been dealing with this whole COVID-19. We do sanitize the boat completely in between trips. We bought a commercial-grade fogger, hospital-grade disinfectant. We spray and fog the entire boat. So you get on the boat knowing that it's clean and ready to go.
That's awesome, Mike. Really glad to hear it. Glad you're taking all the precautions to keep us safe, and better yet, putting us on the big bluefins. Appreciate the check, buddy. Glad to hear that the morning's going so good, and we wish you continued success for the rest of it, and hope to hear about you getting a whole bunch of big ones, Mike. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you next weekend.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, hey, live at Mossy Ford here in Pacific Beach. I mean,
that was a good
start. Yeah, that's a good
totally.
Start there. Well, let me tell you about some of the stuff we're giving away here. Just for coming down and getting the ticket, you're going to go see the guys over at the table there.
Yep.
Adam and Tommy and Wayne are over there helping out. We're giving away AFCO belt, AFCO fluorocarbon, AFCO shirts, AFCO bait nets, AFCO face masks, Shimano flatfall jigs, Colt sniper jigs. A flatfall, you could catch a big
one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? Gamakatsu face masks, Maui Jim mugs and accessories. We have half-day trips on the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing,
cool.
Full-day trips on the San Diego, and Rick, what about the casting contest and the rest, huh?
Yeah, that's the fun thing, too. When you come down, again, casting contest costs you no money. Just see Arnie and see Dave and get your name signed up on the clipboard. Totally free. In the casting contest today, we're giving away a brand-new Shimano rod. We're giving away an Anza fillet knife. This one's the Yellowfin, one of their classic killer fillet knives from Anza, and a Shimano lure package. So those will be the top three prizes. Plus, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for winning that amazing grand prize that Pete talked about earlier, that trip aboard the Searcher. And everyone that attends today is also going to get a ticket for one of the great prizes we're giving away, plus fill out the entry form to be one of the 8 qualifiers to win that mega grand prize. Again, it's a trip for one on the Searcher, a limited load 8-day trip coming up in November. An awesome, awesome opportunity. And for everybody that joins us this morning and wants to step up to the microphone to ask a question, we're also going to give you a shot at winning a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one's the Kanoa Coast, a really nice pair of Maui Jims. This one has that matte translucent blue and black stripe frame. It's the blue Hawaii lens and, of course, that super thin Maui Jim glass. So
awesome,
great prize for
favorite. My favorite pair of the Kanoa Coast.
They're really, really nice glasses. So, really tons of stuff going on.
And I forgot, for the random draw prize, when you get a ticket, we also have a Torium 20 reel.
Oh, dude.
As a grand prize.
All right.
So, stick around till 9 o'clock here at Mossy Ford and PB, and you have a chance to win a lot of great stuff just for showing up.
It's a great time. It's a great, fun way to come hang out and enjoy some fishing, enjoy the radio show, and such an easy spot to get to. Again, Mossy Ford, it's right in between Grand and Garnett and Pacific Beach. Very easy to find us here. And, come down and have a good time. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up mic questions. If you want to get through, give us a call on the phones this morning. It's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we will be having lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach having a great time talking fishing this morning with Ron Lane. A great crowd already here and more still coming. Casting contest in full swing. Giveaways in full swing.
Look at who's casting. Scott Sherman.
Hey, there he is.
Let's see him. Let's put some pressure on him. Let's see how he can do it. Oh, he got the pressure on him now.
You guys are cold-blooded.
We're watching it.
Oh, my man.
Score.
Nice shot, Sherman.
Well, he comes on in the pressure, doesn't he?
And how many councilmen could make that cast?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
only one I know.
That guy's got my vote.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Andrew is here from San Diego. Andrew McLaren, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford this morning. Ron Lane from Fast Lane is here. And appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Andrew?
Good morning,
gentlemen. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you guys as well.
I like your face mask there. Very patriotic.
Yeah. I appreciate it, America. So my question for you, I just got PCS down here back in February. And what I'm trying to do is make the most of my next 4 years down here because I spent my first 9 down here and never fished a day.
Wow.
So as I'm getting into it, my thoughts are looking at the charters. I see a lot of different rod reel recommendations based on what they're targeting. And as somebody who's going to be here for 4 years and I want to invest in my first setup, what would you guys recommend?
Do you have an idea of the type of trips that you think you want to do more often? Meaning, are you going to try and go a lot and go half day and three quarter day and kind of local fishing? Or do you see yourself going more offshore, overnight, bigger tuna type fishing?
So for this question, definitely the bigger tuna type stuff. I've already done a couple inshore stuff just to get the taco meat for the freezer.
Perfect.
I have a 4 year old who I will do trips with that. I have gear for that.
Got it.
So I'm looking for some of the bigger stuff. It's expensive, so you don't want to waste money on the wrong gear up front. So that's why I'm asking y'all.
Yeah. For me, that would be a 40 to 60 pound two speed outfit. I think that's since you've already got the little bit lighter stuff, and even on your overnight trip, you might encounter kelp patty yellowtail, but you can probably do that with the gear that you already have.
Okay.
So I would get a 40 to 60 pound two speed outfit. And depending on where your budget was, I would look at either a Speedmaster for a very good reel that's a little bit easier on the pocketbook. You're going to be spending less than $300, you know, in that kind of $250 to $270 range, depending on what size feels most comfortable in your hand. I would look at a Speedmaster 12 or a 16. Those would be probably the two most right sizes. As far as a rod goes, something in that 7 foot range that had a rating of say like 30 to 80 pound test, you know, something like that.
Calstar, Fighter.
Yeah. That would be probably my favorite, you know, maybe a Shimano Terramar, a 76 heavy, if you were looking to save a couple of bucks. And if you had a couple of extra bucks, a Calstar, like a 700 heavy would be like the most ideal.
Perfect. Thank you.
There you go. Hey, and thanks for your service.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
enjoy
buddy, very
your
much. Good luck.
Time in San Diego.
Thank you.
All right. Always great to have a guy in the service that loves to fish, right?
The best guy,
Gotta love it, for sure. Appreciate that. Cheer is here from Cardiff. Cheer,
hey,
thanks
Cheer.
For joining us here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. And don't forget, check all these cars around here because they have that sell-a-thon going on this weekend. You can... Cheer, you need a new car.
Yeah, you tell my wife.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for Ron, and then I have a comment about CCA. Ron, I'm looking at the kayak, and when you launch it from the beach, do those things underneath kick up on the sand, or what happens on that?
They do now.
They do now.
Yeah,
okay.
The 2020s have kick-up Mirage drives, but before that, it wasn't really a problem going out.
Okay.
Where the problem comes in is when you're coming in.
Okay.
Is like any, you know, any surfer would know, you know, the bigger the waves get, the less that kayak is going to fit. So you don't want to surf that thing in. You want to race the white water in.
Right. Just get right behind one and
just
charge
right.
like another.
Yeah. Okay. And now what they've done is they finally broke the code on how to make the kick up. Hmm. And if you go over and look at it, pull the Mirage drive out, and you hit them hard, they'll both kick up. Now, as you continue to pedal, the fins will actually lock back in because of the driving force forward.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was so amazed that they came up with that finally.
Huh.
And we went over and tested. In Mission Bay, there's a drain pipe that has a bunch of bulkheads that hold it down, big cement ones.
Uh-huh.
And I ran over all 7 of them. and I pulled the thing out and looked at it, inspected it, and there was no damage to the fins.
Wow.
I mean, I literally knocked them out, and as I kept pedaling towards the next one, They locked back in until I hit the next one.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
So
great.
I look at that. This is a Pro Angler 12, the new with the
360.
The 360. So I look underneath there, and I see two fins and then a little kind of thing that's holding the fins. Now, that's not going to get damaged in the sand, that gray thing that's sitting down, because the fins will kick up.
Yeah. The sand doesn't really damage them.
Yeah.
What it does do, though, is it infiltrates.
Oh, yeah,
and then
sure.
You have a cleanup, you know, cleanup on aisle five.
Yeah.
You got to get the hose in there and get that sand.
So
out,
when you get into the beach, best to kind of jump off in a few feet of water.
Oh, I always do, yeah. Jump
off,
pull that Mirage Drive out. Now, here's a favor.
How hard is it to pull that Mirage Drive
out?
Oh,
one button, pulls right
just
up.
Just pull right up.
Seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, you practice those things. And you notice how whenever you're under duress, it goes right out the window. You start pulling on stuff that doesn't matter.
Totally.
So it's a fire drill, naturally. It can be, because usually the guy that's coming in at La Jolla, his gear costs more than the kayak.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you fin first? You don't want to flip it. You don't want, you know.
Yeah.
So the favorite saying around the shop is leash it. Or lose it.
Leash it or lose it. All right, I like it.
And having little leashes on your rods, having them on a Mirage Drive will save you money.
Yeah.
Now, it does create a little more havoc, so buy the good kind of leashes that you can unclip and untangle.
Right.
But when you're trolling back there for that big yellowtail, you don't know what's going to happen to it.
Yeah.
Or I just stuck that lure in the rod holder, and I was fishing a bait on the other side, and that yellowtail snagged my lure.
There you go.
And now I'm going sideways, and I'm going, whoa.
Yeah,
that's great.
So you got to leash them or lose them.
Leash them or lose them.
Yeah.
And you had a question about CCA?
Well, I just had a comment about, I got an email this morning before I came down from CCA.
Right.
And it said if you want to respond to your, or send a message to your senator or, you know, whatever, just click here. And I went, well, yeah, I do. So I click. It was, all I want to say is it was so simple.
That's for the AB 3030.
It was so easy. It sent it to my senator. It sent it to the San Diego Union. It populated my name and address and all that stuff because I'm a CCA member.
That's cool.
And it had and I'm just saying out there, it's a piece of cake, right, Wayne?
So Wayne is here at our event here, and Wayne's amazing. He gets around, and thanks, Wayne, for all your hard work and helping us out here.
Yeah,
they've done a fantastic job. AB 3030 is something you really need to get involved
everybody
in.
Everybody needs to do something.
Yeah,
everybody
for sure.
Just do that. It just takes
one
5 seconds. Seriously.
All right, at ccacalifornia.org. Right? All right, cheer. Thanks for coming down. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Well, good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. We're right in the neighborhood here at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, having a great group of people here on celebrating July 4th.
Good deal. Happy 4th to everybody out there. Pete, I'm calling to talk about a guy in our industry and a crew member. Recently, a crew member of the Royal Polaris, he left the Royal Polaris he originally was on the Royal Polaris. He left, went over to the 105. He actually started on the 105, came to us, was on the Intrepid for 4 or 5 years, on the Independence for 3 years. In the last 3 years, he's been back on the Royal Polaris. And I'm talking about Jesus Campagnoni, probably one of the best crew members ever in the fleet. Extremely friendly, always willing to share his knowledge, an excellent, excellent fisherman with just the best eyes in finding kelps and finding breezers. Anyhow, Jesus has come down with a very, very bad situation. He's got a very serious brain tumor and will not be able to work for at least another year, and is going to have a major operation here very quickly. He's working with a neurosurgeon now at Scripps. We have started a GoFundMe program to help him get through this next year to year and a half. Jesus has got a beautiful attitude about what's going on. He's vowed he's going to fight this thing all the way and get back on the boat. But I'm asking all those that have dealt with Jesus at one time or another, or those that wish to contribute, to get on the GoFundMe and give us a hand to help Jesus get through this next year and a half, okay?
Yeah, such a great guy. We put the link to that GoFundMe page on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup radio show on our Facebook page. The link for Jesus's GoFundMe page. And I started fishing with Jesus on the 105. I mean, I'm talking 25 years ago. I don't know how old Jesus is now, but I mean, he was like in his low 20s or something like that. 25.
Yeah, he's
years
been
ago.
Around for at least 30 yeah. years, if not.
Oh yeah, and I fished with him on the Royal Polaris. I fished with him. He is such a great guy and always has such a phenomenal attitude.
Yeah,
like
no matter
say,
what.
Like you say, Frank, he is such an amazing fisherman, too. Just with all those years of experience, he just is one of the,
I
one
can't,
of the best.
I can't
the
tell you how many times, Pete, I saw a guy just wear down on a 250 or 300, and, boy, you put him on that fish, and he's like a machine.
Yeah, he is, and he needs our help now. He's touched thousands and thousands of people in the fishing industry, and I know I donated yesterday on the Facebook page, on the GoFundMe page, and it's very simple to do, and he needs our help, and he's helped us over the years, so time to help Jesus,
yeah, no
Frank,
doubt.
And we'll keep pumping it up, and sure appreciate you, Frank. What's going on the Royal Polaris?
Well, they just got in, Pete, with the John Collins trip, 8-day trip. They had a nice trip, not a phenomenal trip as the one before it, but they had a very nice trip, lots of beautiful yellowtail. They went in, fished the calico bass for a while, had a beautiful catch of big calicos, and then came up and fished the tuna, and the tuna fishing the last 2 days was tough. They had some yellowfin and yellowtail under kelp patties, but the tuna fishing overall was fairly tough the last 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Shogun just left too, right?
Yep, they're on a 3-day trip. They'll be back in tomorrow.
I saw some pretty hot anglers that we go fishing with on our 6-day Let's Talk Hookup trip there. Yi Ling and Amar, Mike and all those are top dogs there. They're probably
yeah, you got
fish.
Kevin Noniguchi on the trip and those guys. Yeah. And then the Royal Polaris leaves on a day and a half today, and then a 3-day, and then another day and a half, or it's 2 day and a half, so I believe. I can't remember right now. But we're busy, and we hope to stay that way. The other thing I might want to add, Pete, is we are, as of Monday, we're adding a special system. It's called ProAir to our air conditioning system that kills all viruses and funguses and bacteria. It's a fairly expensive system, but once you have it installed, it is going to make a world of difference. Besides all the spraying and the fogging we're doing in the staterooms, that will ensure anything that gets in the air conditioning ducts of people sneezing or coughing is going to be taken care of, okay?
You know, the sport fishing fleet, especially in San Diego here, has taken such precautions. Everybody wearing face masks and, you know, doing what you were just talking about and, you know, social distancing and stuff. It's one of the safest forms of going fishing you could possibly
no
imagine.
Doubt.
There's no question.
I really
about
believe
that
because more than anything, you're out in the fresh air. And
yep.
The final responsibility is to the passenger himself to make sure he washes his hands and regularly and uses the hand sanitizer that's available on the boat. You know, I got to say, I one of my good friends was on the American Angler, and Brian did such a good job of making sure everybody used the hand sanitizer and the crew wearing their masks. He was very impressive, and he sets the pace for a lot of the other guys, okay?
No doubt about it. Captain Frank Lopresti, okay, get on that help out Jesus Campagnones with his fight against his brain cancer there. It's a sad, sad deal, and he needs our help. So go. You can find that GoFundMe page on the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. It's right there, and jump on it and donate, please. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Thanks, Frank. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up, more of your phone calls, more stand-up questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new gold label leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time pulling masks down. We're having a great time here at Mossy Ford, talking fishing, talking fun, and, man, what a great time going on here this morning.
Yeah, we're giving away so much great stuff. I want to thank our sponsors, AFCO, Shimano, Gamakatsu, Maori Jim, and more for helping out and all our helpers here. And, of course, San Diego County Ford dealers, Mossy Ford right here. The Cellathon is on, and it's like I say, they're practically giving away cars and trucks here in this Cellathon. It's the best time to buy a Ford car and truck if you're in there. And also best time to buy a Hobie kayak at Fast Lane Kayaks, because they're actually in stock now, huh?
We have them. We have inventory. Thank goodness.
Yeah, indeed. So what's the process? If somebody is interested in the kayak, can they come down and try them out?
Not now.
Not right now.
No.
No.
No demos are left. We haven't been doing demos, but what we do have is a staff of guys that have been in every boat, used them a lot, fished them, recreated in them. So if you have questions, we can answer them.
Yeah. So in other words,
that's crazy. Even the demos are gone.
Everything's gone.
Oh, my God.
No, we literally almost didn't have a boat.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I've been going by Fastlane once a week for the last 20 years. You know what I mean? I've never not seen it just packed in there.
It was weird. All the boats hanging from the ceiling were gone. All of them, you know.
Sold them all.
Yeah.
But you got a new stock yesterday.
We've had several shipments.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get them, they're gone. Our last shipment of I-11s was gone before we got them.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? What else can a dad do with a bunch of kids?
I love that.
Can't take them to Little League. Can't take them a lot of places. So let's go explore San Diego on kayaks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing that's happened to the bike industry. And,
yeah.
And we got to get. And I think it's going to be a good thing because, hey, once you go try fishing down at Mission Bay or San Diego Bay and you go bopping around there, you're hooked.
Yeah, no doubt.
Especially kids. I mean, I was listening to a podcast that Jared did. And he was talking about when he first started kayak fishing, he had just gotten his driver's license, and he goes, gosh, it was so, you know, rewarding to go out on my own boat, be my own captain, call the shots, go and catch a yellowtail. Yeah. He goes, And I watched him. He had trouble deciding if the surf was good and the fishing was good. He had trouble deciding
which way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, our rule was always when there's surf, you surf.
Yes, sir.
But yeah. But he's going, I'm so torn, Dad. There's white sea bass out in the
water. Oh, yeah. There's fish to be caught.
So why not get kids started fishing young in kayaks? And that little passport's the perfect boat for that.
Perfect for that. And the other thing, too, is if you don't have a car that you feel comfortable putting it on top, get the I-11.
Yep, show up and blow up.
Those things are super, super stable.
No, they're one of the most stable, and what's weird is they're one of the fastest.
Fastest?
Yeah, less water surface, got a good water line length. Well, you saw that.
The only thing, you can't put a bait tank on it.
Well, you can, you just have to be creative.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to add some pipes and tubes.
Oh, okay.
Old school.
All
right. I like it.
Yeah, garage art.
You
smiled.
I love it.
Ricky smiled. Yeah. He remembers all those old kayaks.
Milk crates, bungee cords. Yeah. That was my favorite.
Yeah, igloo cooler. That's not only a cooler, it's a bait tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Malik from Chula Vista is next up. Malik, am I saying your name right? Malik Villar? Am I saying your name right? M-A-L-I-K. Oh, there he is right there. Did I say your name right or did I butcher it? Okay, it's okay. Sorry about that. Say your name for me.
It's Malik.
Malik, okay. That was close.
What's up, buddy?
So I just thought of quite, I don't know. I'm in the market for a kayak, but you're talking about the I-11. And
get right up on that mic.
You're talking about the I-11 inflatable or like a regular kayak. I don't know what, I can't decide what to do as far as.
Well, when you're making a decision on going inflatable, You're making some concessions. You know, naturally, you can't leave it out in the sun. You can't leave it on the deck of your boat for 6 months.
Right.
You got to put it away. But what you get is, hey, when you shove that in your car and you go to the hotel or you're going up to Mammoth, go fishing, you don't have to be looking out all side. Is somebody stealing my kayak?
Sure.
So there's pros and cons. And when you come down to the store and look at them and check out the features of each one and talk to some of the guys. They'll help you make that decision, make an educated decision, because we've seen it all.
Right.
But that I-11 is tough to beat. That's my wife's favorite boat.
And I think because it's inflatable, I don't have a truck. I have a car, and I float tube.
Oh, float tube? Yeah. Once you do an I-11, you might as well put the float tube.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's the ultimate float tube.
Yeah, I'm ready to step up. I just don't know.
Because you can go places with it. Right?
We were up at Mammoth, and Debbie's in a little I-11, and she's pedaling around all the float tube guys, and she's going Mach 5.
And she goes flexing on everybody.
She goes, Ron, they're not very friendly. And I go, well, honey, you don't need to go Mach 5 by them and smile and wave. And how are you doing?
That's funny.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Hey, thanks for coming down to Mossy
luck,
Ford. Appreciate that very much. You know, there's a big event coming down to Dana Landing, which is where Fastlane is, right there in Mission Bay. It's the Captain Rollo's Giant Used Tackle Sale. And that's going to be Sunday, August 9th. It's right there at Dana Landing. Starts at 1 o'clock. And this is an assortment of tackle that I know you've been collecting at Fisherman's Landing Tackle a lot. There's some really nice tackle.
It happens, I want to say almost every day, certainly once a week, people come down and just use it as a donation center. And both scenarios happen. Guys will kind of clean out the stuff that they're not using anymore, or maybe guys will retire from the real big fish thing and just want to focus on the lesser, the little bit lighter gear. And the gear that they're going to have at the sale this year will be the best it's ever been. I mean, Trinidads and Tiagras and two speeds and then tons of rods. It is
like unbelievable.
It is crazy the amount of gear that they have collected for this year.
So that's going to be Sunday, August 9th, right there next to Fastlane at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, 1 o'clock. And I want to say thanks to all our listeners from last Sunday's Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Reel a Week promotion.
Yeah.
We sold it out.
Great.
We sold it out last weekend. So thanks for everybody that donated to Captain Rollo's Taking Kids Fishing. It is sold out, and we're going to announce the winner of that Talica reel tomorrow on the show.
All right.
You know, Mike's going to draw it, and so we'll be announcing that tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. So those of you that got in on that Let's Talk Hookup special promotion that I donated along with Shimano, that any Talica you want, tomorrow's the day we're going to draw that for sure. All right. Mark from Santee is here. Thanks for coming down.
How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Good. I got two questions for you, Ron. Number one, does a canopy come on or can you get a canopy for the two-man? And number two is, what's the difference between the fins and a propeller?
Well, you know what? The fins and a propeller, that's interesting. Because if you take the Mirage Drive out and you twist it, it looks like a giant propeller. The difference is it doesn't go around. It goes back and forth. So the twist is very similar to a propeller blade, but it just goes back and forth. Now, is what was the other question again?
The canopy for the
Bimini.
Yeah.
You can use a Bimini on it.
Yeah.
It's just the person in the front seat doesn't get one.
It's not for the front seat.
No.
See, that's what I wanted it for my son. To put it in the front seat.
Well, he gets the back seat now.
Yeah. That's true. You're not pedaling, so you're just pedaling.
Yeah. But, well, the reason for that is for the Bimini, they use the mast accessory. So there's a plug right in the deck that the sail kit would go in.
Right.
And they designed that Bimini to go in the sail kit. Mast holder.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, we're selling a lot of Biminis, particularly those guys that fish out at the river.
Yeah.
And that you can collapse them narrowly so you can make a cast and then you can bring them back out. So
that's
pretty
cool.
Efficient.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous because anytime I put something up there, I feel like it's going to be a sail.
Right.
Am I going over in this thing?
Yeah.
And when I demoed it, when I first tried it, I was at a big industry meeting where you could try everything,
right?
And it was windy, so I got in that thing. I was a little nervous I was going to be flipping it over or something, but
right.
It works really well. It just articulates into the wind, and it doesn't have much of a horizontal pull on it, so you don't feel like you're going over.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
thanks for coming down.
See, Mark.
Mossy Ford, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Phones are getting packed up again. If you want to get your opportunity on the phones this morning, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ron. Couple things. I just want to say the sponsors at Let's Talk Hookup are the top of in the industry. I've been on quite a few of the boats that advertise on there and then bought products, and there's nothing advertised on Let's Talk Hookup that's not top-notch.
Thanks.
And then I wanted to also ask Pete, I thought you said you were going to go out on field research after the show last week and try to get to San Clemente. Did you guys go? How was it?
Ron was with me, and Mike Lum and Patrick G, and we had a really fun trip. We had that weather come through on Sunday night that kind of rocked and rolled us in the cove there. But we had the most epic calico bass fishing, right, Ron?
How fun was that? That was one after another.
Yeah,
I
like five, 6 pounders.
I just want to know how big that picture was, the one, I think it was you and Patrick G?
MC Weedless.
Whew,
and,
that thing was a toad.
Also a dropper loop and just regular MC Viejos and stuff like that. Just on fire, just drifting kelps. And that was really fun. Yellowtail were non-existent for us. It was just, that south wind, what they say.
Wind from the south,
fish shut their mouth. It happened. And all that yellowtail that we saw the week before on the Islander along the front was non-existent.
Ron caught
a massive barracuda spitting up all that little stuff.
Okay.
And that was all we caught on the front side. So we bailed out of there about 9 a.m., got down to the tuna grounds, which was down near the 43 area down there. And it was about 25 miles away from where we were. And tuna foaming everywhere. I mean,
it looked like tuna Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it was just, and all the sport boats were there, and we did a great job of tuna watching. It was we had Colt snipers in the middle of foamers. We had a dead flyer right in the middle of a foamer. I think we didn't get a bite. Never got a bite. And it just... it just happens that way sometimes in fishing, especially with bluefin. But then you get a day like Ricky had on Thursday. Well, tell us about your day on Thursday.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the switch turns on.
We got
same zone.
We were a few miles south of the island of San Clemente there, in between there and the 43, and just we had the day that you would want. Our way out in the morning, we found a spot of fish up kind of breezing, more than breezing, they were like chipping, pushing a little bit of water, and we got it was well before we were ready for anything. We didn't have a kite out yet. We had no balloon blown up for it, and we had a bite on a popper that didn't connect, and then Neil fired a mackerel into the spot of fish. It was up and got a bite on a mackerel right away, and
nice.
We got that fish. It was a 160-pounder on a mackerel, which was cool, so the day was kind of made right off the bat. And then we chased around for several hours, exactly as you're describing, lots of fish that were up and showing, but really we were having difficulties getting bites from them. I mean, spots that you were very confident should be biting but weren't. And then we moved into the east about 5 or 10 miles and found an area which was odd. You would think the opposite. They weren't showing nearly as well. You could see breezers, like you could see that there were schools of fish there, but not nearly as active on the surface. But those ones bit really well for us, and we just had one of those all-time live it forever days. We had we ended up catching limits for the three of us. We had six, all of those nice big ones. Our big fish was 225, jeez. And our the small ones were like 110 to 120 pounds. And
nice.
So we ended up with five more
day.
Of those, and yeah, it was
a good day. And
it was
stuff
spectacular.
Wanted to bite. And then here's the thing: it's also a time of day thing too. Like we left the area
too.
At 4 o'clock. When did your bite go on?
Neil's crazy. Like, Neil doesn't care about what time we go, you know. But yeah, it was late. You know, I mean, at 3:30 in the afternoon, we had that one 160 pounder on the boat, and by 6:30, we had five of them. You know, we had
it's just
five
time
more.
Of day
like,
thing.
It
like,
was
all of a sudden the switch turns on. Yeah. They just want to bite. So, needless to say, Hills, we had a fun trip with just the catching. The catching was extra that day.
Yeah.
But then you contrast it a couple days later, and the switch
in virtually
on.
The same zone doing the same thing.
Same.
We didn't
doing
do anything different.
Yeah.
We were fishing the same flyers, the same flyer rigs. Yeah. We just, they wanted to, and they were aggressive. The bites were right, you know. When we
they ate it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then look at Mike this morning on the Tribute, man. They're getting them.
Yeah.
The switch is on. Right
no
now,
doubt.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rockcod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockcod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer. But this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haggerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.